Ghana failed to achieve its targets to overtake Cote d'Ivoire as the leading cocoa producer in West Africa. The national cocoa output for the year under review 2015 was 740,254 tons. This represents 17.5% decrease from the previous year's output of 896,917 tons. At the 15th Annual General Meeting of the Produce Buying Company in Accra, the board chairman, Captain Adunkwa Buta, said the cocoa sector continues to face numerous challenges and stressed the need to urgently address them. Here's a report by Irabna Paha.
The annual general meeting of the produce buying company was to update shareholders on how the company has performed in the year under review 2015 and to declare dividend. The company said it made losses because the national cocoa target, which was originally fixed at 900,000 tons, was revised downwards. This affected the company's planned purchase heavily. The PBC purchased 230,989 tons of cocoa, a decrease of 21% from 2014 purchase 291.261 tons. This presented the company with a total earnings of close to 2 billion cedis. The proportion of these earnings to the cost of sale is 88% as compared to the previous year of 90% of revenue. Captain Adunkwa Buta is a board chairman of the produce buying company.
We expect to reduce depreciation, staff and office costs over time, supported with a more aggressive, maturing strategy for increased patronage. End of year results should soon become profitable. It is expected that when the company's earnings improve in subsequent years, it will become possible to increase this, particularly for the benefit of our farmers. The board, again, could not recommend the payment of any dividend this year.
The chief executive of the company, Maxwell Atakra, blamed the company's misfortunes on unfavorable weather conditions and high cost of cocoa production.
The main cause of this performance in the year is attributable to the following. One, the unfavorable weather conditions that significantly affected the national cocoa output and reduced the quantity of cocoa purchased and delivered by the company in the year under review. The company's continued reliance on borrowings from the market to supplement funds still presents it with a cost outlay too heavy to bear. Need for supplementary funds beyond that from the traditional cocoa board source continue to place the operations of the company on excessive short-term borrowings at high interest charges. In the year under review, the company spent 51.2% of its gross operational earnings in servicing finance costs.